listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you about when God relents, how God repents, and if God contradicts himself. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 32, verse 14, where we read this. So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people. As Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving special instructions from God, Israel was in rebellion against the Lord. Moses went into intense prayer, and he begged for God's mercy toward the people. God relented, and Israel was saved. This verse from Exodus chapter 32 is an excellent example of what some people consider a problem passage in the Bible. This is especially true when we read the King James Version of this verse. Again, this verse is translated in the King James Version, Exodus chapter 32, verse 14. The Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. So this is the problem. Does God need to repent of evil? Did God change his mind? We generally use the New King James Version, at least I do, in my Bible preaching and teaching work. But there are other good translations out there also. Here is this passage, Exodus chapter 32, verse 14, in some other well-known translations. The New International Version has, "Then the Lord relented." The New American Standard Bible has, "So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he said he would do to his people." The Amplified Bible has, "The Lord turned from the evil which he had thought to do." You see, Moses wrote later on in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent." So if he said that in Numbers 23, how could Moses say that God changed his mind in Exodus chapter 32? It's simply like this. Moses described the actions of God as they appeared to him. Moses' prayer did not change God, but it changed the standing of the people in God's sight. The people were now in a place of mercy, where before they were in a position of judgment. God's promises of judgment are designed to call people to repentance and prayer, and therefore to turn away God's judgment. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 13 through 16, gives us a passage that is a beautiful description of this dynamic of God's judgment. To speak of God after the manner of God is something that's reserved for God himself. Even if Moses could write it, we couldn't understand it. In this sense, the Lord often speaks not according to the literal fact, but according to the way things appear to us, so that we may understand, as much as humans can understand, the divine. We take the Bible literally, that is, according to its literary context. When it uses figures of speech and human-centered word pictures, we understand it that way. When we read a passage like this, it should bring forth at least three reactions. First, we should thank God that there are no contradictions in his word. Second, we should thank God that he has given us his word using terms and phrasing that we can understand. Finally, thank God that he has relented from the harm we deserve from him, and he relents when we receive by faith what Jesus did at the cross and the empty tomb to make us right before God. Receive what God so generously gives and receive it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.